This is the Italian service for April 1st, 19. So, for the hour server, so you must say, that's what you're saying.
This is the DX Audio Service for April 1st, 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, and welcome to the first anniversary edition of the DX News. And on this side of the tape, we'll hear from all kinds of interesting people, such as Jerry Starr and Phil Wayne, Phil Tallman, and, of course, Bob Walker.
By the way, are we doing the format column here? Thank God, that would have been pissed. I'm still pissed I did that on the tape. You should have heard me reading this.
Well, let's go right over to the front page of DX News and a report from Mr. Phil Wayne.
Checking some other radio happenings in the Windy City, WAIT in Chicago. 820 kilohertz is preparing to drop its unsuccessful big band format in favor of an automated adult contemporary sound. And target date for the switch to satellite-delivered programming is about April 1st. That will leave big band frontrunner WJJD AM 1160 as the nostalgia format's sole survivor in the Windy City.
This just in, WAIT Radio today announced that they plan to change their format of big band music to satellite-delivered adult contemporary. The move was announced today at the Regional Board of Directors meeting after it was learned last Saturday that Robert C. Walker, a businessman who is close to the CBS affiliates in Detroit, purchased WLS AM for $31,362,478.95. At the WLS staff meeting, employees were told that the new 89 WLS would be a carbon copy of 84 WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, one of Mr. Walker's other properties. Many of the present WLS air personalities plan to leave Friday to take positions at other stations and WAIT. Afternoon personality Larry Luchak left several weeks ago to work at WAIT because he said he liked the music. It reminded him of his good old days at WCFL, he stated. Luchak will stay on at WAIT in the afternoon drive position. The new lineup at the Big 82 includes such names as Fred Winston, Dr. Don Rose, Max Kinkle, The Grease Man, and Fred Richards, who is he. On Friday nights, there will be a special edition of Desperate and Dateless, where host Phil Wayne will take out all the women who call and show them his old cart machines. On the first day on the air, the station plans to have one of the biggest contests in Chicago history. The station will award two lucky DXers the chance to win 10,000 pounds of C4 plastic explosives and trips to Hamilton, Ontario and Fort Worth, Texas. WAIT's program director, Jerry Starr, said it would be a big blowout and would also provide some interesting DX conditions. WAIT has also placed an application before the Federal Communications Commission for an increase in power to 50,000 watts day and night U9 with synchronous transmitters in Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cambridge, Madison, and Duluth. Now, here's Buffalo K. Foonman with a look at the AM switch column. Buffalo?
Down on the farm, WNIX, down on the farm.
Howdy, everybody. This is Buffalo K. Foonman, and that there Jerry Starr guy, he's off hunting killer snipe up at the Luna Pier Game Preserve, so he done left this AM switch for me to pass along to all y'all out there. So it ain't in no particular order, and I didn't have time to sort it out, but here's the information, and I hope it does you some good. First of all, call letter changes. On 1090, station KING in Seattle, Washington, is going to move to San Francisco and change its calls to KQUEEN. 1410 KQV and down there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, will change their call letter to WKQV. On 1050, WGAY in Silver Spring, Maryland, changes to WAID. And on 1170, WCBQ in San Diego, California, changes to XECBQ. On 1430, WEIR in Weirdtown, West Virginia, changes its call to WEIRD. And finally, every station in Jacksonville, Florida, change its call to WRXJ. Here's some grants for new facilities, it says here. On 640 KNIT in Cambridge, Wisconsin, with 50 watts day and night, the format will be all DX test. And on 1210... new station in Static, Kentucky. Its calls will be WQRN. And here are some grants to existing facilities. On 610, WIP in Philadelphia will relocate its transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. on 630 WANE in Toledo, Ohio, moves to South Toledo, raises its power to 750,000 watts. The antenna will be U12, licensed to Phil Wayne Broadcasting Company. On 730 WJYM, Bowling Green, Ohio, relocating to a city called Bowling Ball, Ohio. On 1060 KYW, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, relocate transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. On 1370 WMGO in Canton, Mississippi, has been granted permission to reply to DX reports. On 1210 WCAU, Philadelphia, relocate transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. On 1400 KNND, Cottage Grove, Oregon, change city of license to Cottage Cheese, Oregon, and change its call letters to KURD. On 1480 WDAS, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, relocate transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. On 1020 KDKA, down in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, will move to 1340 kilohertz with a power of 100 watts and will share time with WSAJ in Grove City. On 1380 KFLJ, Walsenburg, Colorado, has been arrested for impersonating a radio station. On 1580 CBJ in Chicotomy, province of Quebec in Canada, has been given permission to change the frequency of its all-night tone from 400 cycles to 1,000 cycles. On 1170 WVSG Cornwall, New York, will change its operating schedule to every once in a while. 1540 WPRG in Philadelphia, relocate transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. On 560 WQAM in Miami, gets permission to raise its power to overcome the Cuban interference. New power will be 5 megawatts. They'll reduce their tower height to 2.5 feet, turn on the switch, and run like hell. On 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City, Utah, changes its format to all hypnosis radio. On 1000 WCFL in Chicago, granted permission to broadcast permanently on all the frequencies from 540 through 1600 kilocycles and up to 1700 kilocycles after the broadcast band is extended. And finally, on 640 KFI, way out in Los Angeles, California, granted permission to relocate its transmitter to Castle Hills, Delaware. Hey, that's about it for now. This is Buffalo K. Phoneman. Have a good day.
WNIX, the White House. In New York City, we pamper people. So won't you unwind your weekend with us?
Telephone ringing here. See if someone's going to get that Q jackpot. A whole lot of money for some short little words that you have to answer.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Joey Ryan from WDRQ Radio, and we're on the air live right now. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who do you want?
Well, I wondered who we might be speaking with.
Well, who do you want to speak with?
Well, no one in particular. Listen, you know what? If you would have answered your phone with the phrase, WDRQ's a ball, you could have ripped me off for $2,542.83 in cash.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be calling out again a little later on. Keep it on the Q, 93 FM, and the next time your phone rings, answer it, WDRQ's a ball.
You'll find the fun. Radiates around 77 WABC.
Chicago's traffic on the outbound Kennedy between Addison and Kimball, one or more toilets have fallen out of a truck and they've broken into small pieces onto the pavement. The highway department says it's going to have to close down two lanes at a time to clean up the mess in that area. The outbound Kennedy is stop and go from Loop to Nagel, express lanes back up to Belmont. The estimated traveling time from the Loop to O'Hare is an hour. WYND News Time, 4:32.
Be very careful on the Kennedy time.
Oh, man.
That was great, Ian. I hope I can compose myself. Earl Finkel next.
MCO.
I'm crying. Is your car's transmission acting up? Drive it to one of the 32 AMCO transmission centers in Chicagoland. AMCO's step-by-step diagnosis will locate the trouble and have it fixed within 24 hours. Go, Earl, please.
So, all in all, good trend on the weather.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
You didn't hear the traffic, huh?
Yes, I did, but why are you laughing?
Well, I have no idea. It's probably an old childhood hang-up. I don't know. See you next hour.
I hope so.
Bye.
Bye.
Bob Belgiorno. W-I-N-D. I-N-D.
Hello?
Yeah, May Cutler.
Yeah?
Hi, May.
Who is this?
This is Bob Del Giorno from WIND.
Who?
Huh?
Bob Del Giorno from WIND. Can you sing our thing?
Oh, yes. I can sing that.
Well, okay, May. Let's hear it.
WNAQ.
No.
Radio.
No,
WILS, radio
music. No, WIND.
Oh, WIND. Oh, yes. You're from WIND.
Yes.
Because I always listen to,
Who?
I listen to, what's his name? Baum.
Oh, Dave Baum.
Dave Baum, because, you know, I always get home late and I have to listen to him or either to Ed Schwartz.
Okay, well, sing our thing. Sing WIND.
WIND.
You win.
Do I win?
Yes, you win a tape recorder, a copy of your voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
WIND. WIND.
9 o'clock at WIND with Bob Del Giorno. I'll give you the question and you give me the answer, right, Ginny?
Right.
All right, the question was, this is a legitimate question, what does a female moth do when she wants to attract a male moth?
Okay, he flies around the room twice,
mm-hmm.
and when he's not looking, she grabs him by the mothballs.
Oh, okay.
WIND.
WIND weatherman Earl Finkel says it'll be cloudy and mild overnight, lows in the mid to the upper 50s, some fog and drizzle possible towards morning. Wednesday, morning fog and drizzle, then partly sunny, highs the mid-70s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and warmer, low near 60. On Thursday, sunny, windy and warmer, highs in the lower 80s. Winds
Fred,
from the southeast, 7 miles per hour.
Fred, what's the percentage of dribble for tomorrow?
The humidity is 54%. It's 64 degrees at O'Hare, 67 at Midway, and it's 64 degrees downtown.
You know, Fred,
and I'm sorry to say I'm Fred Martin.
Fred doesn't take me seriously. I got to tell you, folks, Fred, if you and I combine...
A woman carrying a gun and swinging a nightstick might not exactly fit the image of the all-American gal, but given enough time for the picture to settle in on the American mind, it probably will. 69 more women have graduated. Why that number?
Some outtakes from WIND in Chicago in the early 70s. You're listening to the DX Audio Service, April Fool's Edition, and, we've had some outtakes from our own DX Audio Service from Phil Wayne and Bob Walker. Buffalo K. Fuman stepped in for Jerry Starr, and, we had the IND bloopers there. But I guess maybe what we should do is settle down and get a little serious. And one of the more serious persons here on the staff of the DX Audio Service is Mr. John Bowker, commonly known to many of us here at the DX Audio Services, Mr. John Bowker. Take it away, John.
Well, Fred, yes, I thought while we had a moment here on the DX Audio Service, I'd tell you and our listeners about an experience I had about 3, maybe 4 years ago now. We'd just moved into a new home with a rather small backyard. I'll tell you, it had the advantage of having very little grass to mow, but the wife had asked me to do our best and get something growing out there in the back so we could, you know, at least entertain a little bit. And it was during the spring, about 2 weeks after I'd moved in, I noticed that when I'd go out back after putting the grass seed down, that the hose, the stream of water from our hose, was doing as much harm as good. You know, it would wash away all the dirt and the grass seed would all pile up little rivulets every time I aimed the hose down at it. So, not being inherently stupid, one evening after I came home from work, I focused the stream of water a bit up into the air and let it sort of, you know, just pelt down a little bit on the dirt. And if I made it a very fine mist, it seemed to be very nice. As a matter of fact, it was very much like an exceedingly gentle rain. And it took about 3 weeks. And, of course, as you can imagine, the grass grew magnificently. But there was a story that happened as I was letting the grass grow. It turned out during one of these watering sessions, I sort of sitting back on the chair, you know, I was trying to figure out like the devil where I could put up an antenna for the DX season that was just ending, actually. But, you know, you can have fun during the summer, too, particularly on a rainy afternoon or evening if there's no thunder around. I had come to the conclusion that the 27 feet I had approximately from the house to the property line just wasn't enough. And I figured I'd have to settle for an amplified loop, which I sort of hated to do. When I was starting out in the late 30s in DXing, a loop was really considered cheating, particularly amplified loops, for a number of reasons. One, they weren't very good, but it was so unrealistic to assume that radio stations, you know, could be heard in an area where the only way you could hear them was quite unnatural with an amplified loop. everybody around our house had antennas up in the air between two trees, and, you know, that was considered natural. Well, anyway, it was late in March, as I say, about 3 years ago. It was a particularly still evening. I was just home from work that a fantastic idea struck me. It sort of developed. For years, I'd been aware, as you are when you stop and think about it, that all modern radio broadcasting stations on the AM dial, you know, they transmit from towers that are vertically oriented. I guess that goes without saying, but you have to sort of stop and think about it from an electrical standpoint, which means, as you know, the signals are vertically polarized. And that means, at least in an ideal setting, that any receiving antenna must be vertical, that a horizontal wire, for instance, really picks up nothing at all from a vertically polarized antenna in an ideal situation. But again, the only pickup is from the wire that runs up from the window to where the antenna would be up in the, you know, at the top of the house or in a tree or something. The higher the better, of course, because it makes the vertical wire longer. Now, admittedly, we're never in an ideal situation. So, you know darn well the horizontal wire helps a little. But clearly the theory can't be all wrong. So the main benefit from a wire antenna is its height. And the length of the wire running up to the horizontal wire contributes most of the receiving power that the radio gets. I think that's perfectly clear to anybody who just spends 5 minutes with the theory. Well, I'd concluded, therefore, that the best antenna on my small plot of ground would be a vertical. You know, maybe three or four inexpensive TV mast posts nested together with a wire from my radio antenna terminal clipped to the bottom of the lowest section of a TV mast. Well, anyway, I tried it out, and to my amazement, with just four sections of TV mast, that puts it about 40 feet in the air, I pulled in signals like you wouldn't believe. So I figured more was better, and, oh, another trip a day or two later to my neighborhood radio shack and another $6.40 brought me one more section of mast and a little nylon string to add to the guy lines. And, well, that was when my lovely wife suggested that the backyard had lovely grass, but a person would get hung trying to enjoy himself out there because of the guy lines. I have to admit, I had used four sets of guy lines, and that was a bit much. So, disheartened, I took the mast down, all 50 feet of it. And that evening, once again, I watered the little lawn. Even I had to admit it did look a tad better without the masts out there and the guy wires. And the wire from the window, you know, the whole thing. And then, dear DX enthusiast, the idea of the decade hit me. At least the decade. Once again, of course, I was watering the lawn by directing the water stream from the hose straight up. And in a moment of playfulness, I narrowed the beam to see if I could get the water stream to reach as high as the old TV masts had been reaching, you know, a few moments before. And sure enough, the stream of water reached even beyond the height of the TV masts. And it hit me. Eureka, I said. If only I could connect my radio's antenna wire to that stream of water. I had the answer. I ran for the telephone and called my Culligan man and told him, quick, put some of that water softening stuff in my basement. And sure enough, a day or so later, not only did my wife have nicely softened water, but all the salt in the water you could ask for, a conducting stream of water. That's how the way they soften the water. I guess they put salt in it, I guess. But most importantly, I had a water system that would carry electricity like you wouldn't believe. I looked at my watch. It was almost closing time. A quick trip to the local hardware store just before they locked up, and I had a phosphor bronze hose clamp in my hand, screw adjustment that served as a direct connection into the water stream, and, of course, a handy screw connector for the wire running to the antenna terminal on my radio. Breathlessly, I brought the radio up to the window so I could be outdoors while listening critically to the radio, and the time had come. I connected the antenna wire up to the phosphor bronze clamp, made sure it was getting into the water stream through the bronze and brass nozzle. It was. And slowly I turned the water to the hose and aimed it into the air. 20 feet of water stream. Only noise from the radio. Then 30 feet. Nothing. 40 feet. Nothing. Wait, what was that? What was that I heard? Quicker now. 50 feet of water in the air. Without a doubt, music. Music in broad daylight. Tuned to 1030 kilohertz. What time is it? Early April. I can't believe it. WBZ, 350 miles away, coming in. I could just make out the S meter on the radio through the window. What does it say? S3. Not bad. But then I turned to see where the water stream was falling. I still had to water the lawn, after all. and WBZ absolutely screamed in from my radio. My God, I knew it now. The return water stream was setting up a directional array for me like nothing I'd ever seen or heard. I tilted the water stream, just a few degrees of tilt. Instantly, WBZ disappeared. I turned the tilt toward the house. No WBZ. I straightened the water stream up, tilted just a little toward the northeast, and the S-meter pinned immediately, loud and clear, 20 dB over Made in Japan on the meter. I don't have to go on, I'm sure. The next project was finished by dusk. A calibrated wooden rack to hold the hose nozzle in any position I wanted. And finally, before quitting for the night, I tried adjusting the height of the water stream, shorter and shorter as I went up the dial. WOAI, 27 feet of water. Signal of S4 in New Jersey. Not bad at all. WCKY, of course, S9, shorter stream yet, 19 feet. With predictable care, I got rid of WPTR in Albany and enjoyed interference-free 1540 from the Midwest, the way I used to in the 40s before WPTR was even a gleam in the eye of the Hotel Tonight in Albany. You know, I'd gladly make all the plans available, Fred, for anyone, for this Aquiline antenna, as it was dubbed by the missus. But, frankly, when I woke up the next morning, the antenna was dead as a doornail. And that evening, no matter what I tried, just noise. Not even much of that. Oh, well. Maybe if I just count the days, the conditions will be the same as they were yesterday on April 1st. Then I'll really put the antenna through its paces.
Thanks, John. And, of course, John will be back with us on side two of this cassette with the travelogue here on the DX Audio Service. Well, recently, the Department of Communications in Ottawa, Ontario, announced that they would allow simulcasting of AM stations in Canada. The simulcast rule is different from the way the United States broadcasters are allowed to simulcast, as it allows four or more AM stations to operate simultaneously on several frequencies at the same time. A spokesman for the Department of Communications said,
"It's like this, Hoser. If you don't like listening to Canadian radio stations, eh, then maybe you should grab a couple of Molsons and head for the border, eh?"
What this will mean to DXers is that many DXers will have to give up listening to Canadian stations, unless they intend to count all the stations in their log as one. A spokesperson for the other broadcast band, the X Club, said that they could live with that. To date, several stations have made the switch. And here is a top-of-the-hour ID from them.
CJCH
For the DX Audio Service, I'm confused. And on the editorial side, the DX Audio Services' Bob Walker had this comment about the Canadian proposal.
Jesus Christ!
But make no mistake about it, Bob does like his microphone.
I can't believe it. This microphone is excellent. You can hear almost everything, including...
Yeah, that was kind of all time, wasn't it?
Well, let's keep in mind that Bob is a professional and enjoys his work here at the DX Audio Service.
I'm thinking, why is Fred doing this to me? He must not like me. That was what I figured. He must not like me. Okay.
No, it's not that, Bob. It's just that southern accent in there. Jerry Starr says it... how do you say it sounds, Jerry?
Sounded like a little bit of cancellation, a little bit of washed out sound to it, so...
Okay, anyways, we'll stop picking on you, Bob, and get on with things here.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
You holding any HN-1050?
No, man, I'm clean.
Well, you want some HN-1050?
How do I know you ain't the fuzz?
Hey, man, if I was the fuzz, you think I'd be wearing this rabbit suit?
No, I guess not. Okay, give me three.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Now, you're under arrest.
For what?
For impersonating a duck.
Oh, wow. I was hoping you wouldn't notice that.
HN-1050 is the way to fly.
Mommy, that rabbit is...
he's making that big duck cry.
Come along, dear. Don't get involved.
This is the KBIL 6 o'clock straight shift.
Well, unfortunately, Bob Walker can't be with us on this edition of the DX Digest. Bob is off in a drunken stupor, so this is Fred Vobey sitting in with a look at the domestic DX Digest problem, written by Dave Schmedley of 4.2 Calibeta Road in Casserole Hills, Badminton, Delaware, 19172-41265-42126. And once again, here's the best NRC column written. Accept no substitutes. When sending your tip sheets in, please type very lightly. Use only one side to keep a 1-4-5 inches wide paper, and don't write on the perforated edges UTC skip breakfast and nothing over a day old. Don't follow these rules, and your name will be changed to Chuck. Anyways, under the special column for this edition, Kurt Guarantee of Walnut Cracker, Pennsylvania, heard WOR on 710 in New York, on 4-1 at 22:22 hours, simulcasting as a repeater station with some type of Spanish language programming. And then just a little bit later, our very good friend Jerry Starr heard WLS 89 in Chicago on 4-1 and 12:12, heard doing a remote at Disney World. And by the way, that was actually reported by Lauren McCornhusker of Lincoln, Nebraska. And then Jerry Starr heard him a little bit later doing a remote at Marcos Land. Well, then came an interesting catch, I guess, if you want to call it that. Our own Dave Schmidt. You know Dave. Don't call me Chuck Schmidt. And Dave heard WSKR 1520 in Westchester, Pennsylvania at 6:30 UTC. Notes was signed on some Metro Medium Music format and some IDs and the slogan of City Slicker. They're the XWCHE. Congratulations, Dave, for your one catch this month. Under the Midnight, Midnightly, and Midday column, Dave also heard WICE in Paul Bear, Rhode Island on 550. That was at 1850, noted with some passing of old rock and some ads for the Cat's Cat ice cream bars. And, boy, I'll tell you, that was some catch, let me say that. Up in the new Ipswich, New Hampshire area, B. Moose heard this interesting catch of WAAX Wax Radio in Gads, Alabama on 570. And that was at 1930 UTC. It was bloody strong with a smashing good discussion. And Dave also says, good show. Oh, Dave, in there with those slick little comments, huh? A good friend up there in, where was that? Boston, Massachusetts, Ernestine Snoopersnicker. He heard an interesting station at Nauseate, Minnesota, I believe it is, WKKQ on 650. And that was in 1929, awful in a WSM null with Talk Nest and Dr. Ruth type of advice on how to get ill by eating at Dairy Queen. And he says that he's getting sick of hearing this one. And Dave put down a comment here. He just doesn't want to hear your problems. Sorry, Ernie. A little bit later, Handy Carpet of Nun's Habit, wherever that is in Canada, I can't even figure that out. I heard on 790 WRUM in Rum and Coke, Maine. They're on at 1810 with Slurpee signal. Slurred words and tapes were played backwards. Dave kind of wonders why, as he put in here. And, gee, I don't know. To me, it's kind of like listening to Mike Ninder's letters from headquarters. Well, Ernie, a little bit later on, heard a station out of Good and Plenty, New York, WKKK on 880. They were coming in at about 1833 UTC, breaking in with fast music details about a local strike and workers shouting war out and Big K ads. Yeah. And Laura McCornhusker there, she happened to hear WGHQ in Kingston, Ontario. Or is that Kingston, Ontario, I guess it is, or something like that. Yeah, that's in New York on 920. And that was at 1900 UTC. Very mellow sounds. Music for static lovers and three announcers apparently staying on past their power cut. Shame, shame on you. And Dave said he enjoyed their work. Yeah. Well, Getting on with our column here, B. Moose heard some interesting DX come in out of Bathtub, New Brunswick. CKBC on 1360. That was at 18.4 UTC, ringing in with bubbly music, and then the signal went down. Oh, here's another interesting one. Christos Baskin-Robbins out of Happysburg, Mississippi, heard WQYX in Jalopy, Missouri on 1560. That was at 1933. It was weak and struggling along through the mess with an ID. We really appreciate your report here, Christos, and we'll file it with the rest of them here over in the corner. Next but not least, our good friend Kurt Guarantee out of Walnut Cracker, Pennsylvania, heard an interesting station out of Salamander, New York, WGGO on 1590. That came in at 1828, slipping in with an ad for Pond's Cold Cream. And then on to rock music with Lithuanian folk songs and a jingle by the High Time Choir and Chorus. G. Kurt, thanks a lot for that report. Now let's get on to the Midsummer Night's Dream middle NDX session here. The first report comes from Handy Carpet, and that is out of Valedictorian in Canada, CBML 570. That was heard at 8:01. It was in and out, gradually fading with news and political farewell speeches. It really held his attention, so he listened to it for a while. Then, let's see, out of Fairway, West Virginia, WMMN, that's 9:20, was heard by Mr. Kurt Guarantee at 6 o'clock, driving in, wide open with a sign on owned by the JL Boogie Down Broadcasting and ads for the Greenery Lanes. Station kind of really teed him off, and he just sent in his 18th report and still no answer. And Dave kind of put a comment here at the end of the listing. It says, "Tis, tis, quit sputtering around. Why don't you just visit him?" Yeah, that's why I say, Kurt, quit bitching. Out of Spartacus, Mooville, Wisconsin, WCOW on 1290 was heard by none other than Laura McCornhusker, again out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Boy, she just gets around real good. 7:30 in the morning, skimming through with the Guernsey Farm Report and cow radio IDs. And she said that she really had to milk this one. Dave kind of put a comment in here. It says, Anyways, and from your editor here at the DX Audio Service, all I have to say is that's utter nonsense, and I wish you wouldn't complain about this. Just move on to the next catch and keep DXing for heifer and ever. Anyways, out of Wattleburg, Georgia, WDCK on 1300 was heard by B. Moose again. And that was at 8:37. Scratchy signal with a Spud Webb outdoor show, some IDs, 24-hour programming exclusively for ducks. And Dave said, gee, that one really kind of quacks him up, I think. And I guess finally here, we got one on 1470. WJDY out of Salisbury Steak, Maryland. That was at 6:43. It was Chopping Others with High School Lunch Menus and Food for Thought Programs and Dr. Ruth with Wieners and You. And that was heard by, let's see, oh, again, Handy Carpet. And our DXers for this exposition was, of course, Kurt Guarantee, Laura McCornhuster, Christos Baskin-Robbins, B. Moose, Ernestine Snoopersnick, and Handy Carpet, and none other than Dave Schmidt. Yes, that's it. And remember, you can call him Ray or DJ or Jay, but just don't call him Chuck. And that's our look at the Domestic DX Digest problem. Coming up next, some information about the convention. This is a convention report. The 1986 National Radio Club Convention Get-Together and Reservation Form Day Weekend will be August the 29th, 30th, 31, and September 1st in beautiful downtown Newcastle. Welcome to the state where the hens are actually painted blue, the northern Delaware area. Hey, there's not much to do, but here's some of the more interesting features. First of all, a visit to the spectacular Newcastle Waste Treatment Plant, the giant auto junkyard outside Wilmington, paying the toll collectors on the Delaware Memorial Bridge, watching the smog come in from Philadelphia, and actually witnessing the local Newcastle post office sort all of Dave Schmidt's DX mail. A great family vacation, too. Now, the convention will be held at the Ramshackle Bar and Grill and Casino in the old part of town. To get your reservations in, send your name, phone, address, city, state, zip, when arriving, roommates, number in the room, no more than 10, please. Next of kin, and we're not allowed to have beer inside the premises, only in the parking lot. Choice of meal. Now, here's your choices. And believe me, if you've got an empty stomach right now, you're going to enjoy some of these. First of all, cod liver oil soup, stale saltines, or make that stale saltines, grits, okra, and shoe fly pie. The second choice is Limburger cheese soup, sea rations, hash, and raisin cookies previously used as hockey pucks. Third choice is a vegetarian meal, ground eye of gnat soup, potato slop, especially seasoned with Epsom salts, and chocolate-covered ants. And the fourth surprise is, oh, the chef's surprise. Or you can just go across the street to the Bun and Run restaurant and grab yourself a burger. Well, registration fee for this gala event is $75, and this includes a new pack of playing cards, $5 worth of chips, banquet, market-style auction with a real hog caller as our guest auctioneer, or just Mike Knitter, whichever come first, and the other type of entertainment, a musical cake, if you know what I mean. If you prepay the fee, send the check made out to Dave Schmidt. The address will be given out if I'm so inclined to read it. Reservations at the Ramshackle Inn are on a first-come, first-served basis. There are 30 rooms reserved in all, 3 with no mirrors or running water, 5 with cardboard box beds, and 5 with no windows but well padded. A can of Decon and 2 Roach Motels are provided with all advance reservations. The guest speakers include Minnesota Fats with a tip on 8-ball pool and Armadillo Slim with tips on how to beat the pants or skirts off your opponent. Excursions include the already mentioned but are limited to a trip along Route 273 to see at which points WNRK fades, a trip to WDEL to see if the fire extinguisher actually works, and Dave Schmidt will demonstrate sending the call letters of a station in Morse code by using the transmitter on-off switch. Directions, as prepared by Ron Mapmaker Musco, are coming in from I-94 north and south. Take exit 7, come up to the east, take exit 41, then Route 141, stop at Wendy's Pizza Hut and some of the other places, eat some food, and then get back on 141, and follow the WCHE bumper stickers that will be attached to any surface that will hold stickers. Turn at the fork in the road. What is that, friends, again?
The fork in the road!
Yep, that is the fork in the road. Take Route 265-69271, head straight to the Delaware River, and we advise that you drive across the bridge. Your option if you want to take the water route. Turn at the dead end. If you have any trouble and can't get there from here, stop at a phone booth and call a cab. Dave is not picking you up. Dave also says, have a nice day. And that's our convention information for this edition of the DX Audio Service for April 1986. This is Jay Stewart speaking. The Price is Right. You're listening to the DX Audio Service. Now, as a special disservice to DXers, here's Mr. Ralphers with tips on DXing religious stations.
Howdy, neighbors. This here is Mr. Ralphers. And, well, in this edition, we're going to talk about DXing them pesky religious stations. You know, a lot of you have been writing to me here at the audio service telling me that, well, you haven't been too lucky in getting any QSL cards back from religious stations when you send your reports in. Well, here's a few tips to help out your odds. Number one, when you write to that religious station, be sure to put in plenty of praise the Lord. You know, they kind of like that stuff, you know. Number two, always tell them that you listen to their broadcasts all the time and you support their programs. Money talks. And speaking of that, number three, put in a 5 spot. That wouldn't hurt. This is Mr. Ralphers talking about DXing. And you have yourself a good day, neighbor.
Portions pre-recorded.
Since its establishment in 1804, Ohio University in Athens has made a continuous effort to keep itself abreast of change, improving its offerings and gearing the curricula to meet the current needs of its students. Ohio University takes great pride in offering a variety of courses that aid in the academic and the social development of the student. Ohio University is an institution determined to provide the best possible education to every student. Ohio University stands ready to encourage all those who approach in the spirit of the motto carved into the old campus gate on the Athens campus. So enter, that daily thou mayest grow in knowledge, wisdom, and love. This is Ohio University.
At this time, one of America's great radio stations,
110% American,
comes to the close of another broadcast day. WOUB in Athens, Ohio is owned and operated by Ohio University. Our studios and offices are located on the third floor of the Radio Television Building on College Street.
Thank you.
WOUB transmits on the standard AM frequency of 1340 kilohertz with the tremendous power output of 250,000 milliwatts.
Atomic batteries to power.
As authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C.
Hail to the chief!
Our transmitter is located 39 degrees, 19 minutes, 45 seconds north latitude, 82 degrees, 5 minutes, 29 seconds west longitude. WOUB Radio is a member in good standing of the Radio Code of the National Association of Broadcasters and is a member of the National Association of Educational Broadcasters.
We invite your comments on our programming and should be addressed in writing to the Program Director, WOUB Radio, College Street, Athens, Ohio, 45701. And by the way, come on up and see us sometime.
Every kiss,
every hug, seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me on WLSD in Sugar Cube.
All of us at WNBC believe that music programming during the day will bring a little rhythm into the home.
You should have thought of that sooner.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
This has been a test.
K-R-A-P.
Radio crap. Heavens.
K-Net Radio Golden.
Oh, balls.
Ah. I swear it's just been itching.
It's time now for the CPC test. And we have one test to report for this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is WNRC in Cambridge, Wisconsin will be testing on an unknown frequency, not assigned as of yet, at 3 o'clock in the ungodly morning. They'll be testing with tones, music, and some IDs, possibly some voice IDs, a few flushes of the toilet, and a couple of rude body noises. And if you hear the station and want to send a reception report to them, send it to Mike Knitting Needles, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Not available in Ontario, and batteries not included. And that concludes our CPC tests for this edition of the DX Audio Service. See you next month with more from the CPC column. Well, as a special service here on the DX Audio Service, I thought you might like to hear what DX sounds like here in my DX shack. All kinds of signals are rolling in tonight, so I thought you might just want to listen to this. Okay, here we're going to turn on the old communications receiver, the Uniden CR2021 with a 4-foot piece of long wire, and here we go. Ah, there's my favorite frequency, 540. You can hear them just booming in right there. As you can hear, that Spanish station in the background's on again. And that French station, that, well, that's Windsor, Ontario for you. They're in just about every night. Boy, are they a pain. Well, there's another one of my pests on the low end of the dial. 550 WKRC in Cincinnati. I don't know if there's any truth to the rumor that they've got a call sign change to WKRP. We'll have to ask Jerry Starr that. Well, up the dial we go. Oh, hey, Tim Hendel. You've probably heard this station, haven't you? Yep, that's WQAM in Miami on 560. That's another one that just booms in here. There we go. You can hear the tick, tick, tick in the background there. That's a new station that's on the air on Colorado. It's WWVC. They do kind of a Spanish language version of WWV. There's 580. 580 has all kinds of stations. Let's see, we got Charleston in there tonight. Boy, I can't tell what the... it sounds like it might be Windsor in there. It might be WLES also in the background. Hey, let's skip up a few more here. There's WKBN in Youngstown doing their Spanish programming again. I didn't know if you knew they changed formats. 600? They're blank tonight. Clear channel. WTVN is, of course, on the air. There's the oldies program. 620, that's the parallel frequency of 590. 630, blank again. 640, nothing. 650, it's hardly anything I can hear. I can hear a trace of... Sounds like rock and roll. Maybe that's choral in Honolulu. 660, sometimes I hear New York there. They're not coming in too good tonight. 670, that's WMAQ booming in. 680, of course, abundance of stations there.
Listening to the Bozo Manifesto,
there's 700.
I now believe that the American truck driver...
Yeah, that's probably Silk, Colorado, I think. 710, WAQI is on again. 720, 730, 740, 750, 760, 760, 780, 790, 800. 800. That's a good frequency, too. CKLW used to occupy that frequency, and now there's a station called Trans World Radio there. I hear they're going rock next week. Let me bump up a few other channels here. 840. WHAS. I don't know if you know, Bob Walker bought them. Let's see. There's 880. 890. WLS. Boy, isn't it good to listen to them do rock and roll in the evenings. 900, clear channel. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1,000. WCFL. Boy, isn't it good to hear them rocking again. Let's see. 10, 20. That's kind of blank. 10:30. I think I can hear that station up in Sterling Heights behind WBZ here. Let's see. 10:40. Who? What? Where? 10:50. There's Mexico City behind there. Let's go up to 1,100.
Yeah, if you know what.
I think I can hear one of those stations on the East Coast there.
More sensible way to go.
Who knows? Of course, I really have good reception here, right on, there we go, 1140, right next to 1150 WIMA here in Lima. I don't hear a trace of interference from them tonight. They must not be doing anything. Well, let's hop up the dial some more. Gee, they splash all the way up to 1190. I wonder if they know about that.
And special invitations.
1190. Let's see. ZWOWO in Fort Wayne.
Over 100 second prizes.
It's probably KLIF in Dallas.
Now, here's what you do. Electronics and ceiling mattresses.
1200.
You send a postcard with your name, address, and
WOAI.
Walt Disney World Vacation, PO Box D, Radio City Station, New York, New York.
Radio City Station. Okay, that gives it away right there. That's Framingham, Massachusetts. Let's see. 1220. It's WGAR. 1230, 1240. Yeah, just the usual stuff there. You just kind of zip up the band a little bit here. See what else we can catch. 1370. Yeah, there's a good frequency. I think I can hear Cadillac, Michigan behind him. And yeah, let's see. Here we go. 1420, you can hear WHK in Cleveland is just booming in tonight. Let's see, we go up a little bit higher. There's 1470, 1480, 1490, 1500. As you can hear on 1500, we got an abundance of stations coming in for some reason. I hear that Hawaiian station in the background, and also I think that must be Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it sounds like a little bit of Washington behind there, too. I'd listen to that frequency after we get done tonight. 1510. Boy, isn't it great? WLAC is doing rock again. 1520. Sounds like a Caribbean station on the air. 1530. WCKY in Cincinnati doing their popular country music format right now. 1540. 1550. 1560. Sounds like it might be a little bit of Spanish in there. Oh, forgive me, I just got all confused there. I forgot WQXR is doing Spanish language tonight. 1570, it's okay. 1580, 1570, wait a minute. Let's listen to that again. That sounds like that big powerhouse station down in Mexico there. 1580, there's nothing there. 1590, yes. Hear a little bit of the West Coast there. 1600, top of the dial. Sounds like it's completely blank. 1610, nothing there. 1620, nothing there. 1630, nothing there. Gee, I don't think anyone's on the air. 1640, 1650, 1660, 1670, 1680, 1690, 1700. No one on the air at all. Yeah, well, we'll turn off the radio and I guess find something else to do. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed listening to some of this exotic DX from my shack here in Lima, Ohio. Well, to wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service for April 1986, what I thought I'd do is go over to the telephone and call that man who we know affectionately around the DX Audio Service as Mr. Media and see what Phil is doing tonight here in the big city of Toledo. And maybe he's home or maybe not. We'll find out.
Hello?
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, Fred.
How you doing?
Oh, real good. Hang on a second. Let me turn down the TV here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we're live here on the DX Audio Service.
Pardon me?
I said we're live here on the DX Audio Service as opposed to being dead. And I thought what we'd do to conclude this edition of the audio service for the April Fool's edition is find out how your trip out west went.
Oh, it was great.
Okay.
I had a good time. In fact, it was difficult coming back.
How did you book passage? On a produce truck or what?
Actually, it was courtesy of Conrail. I rode a freight train.
Okay. So anyways, what all did you see out there in the big city that we folk down here in Lima never see?
That I can talk about on the DX Audio Service? Not much.
Well, okay. So much for the House of Horticulture. How was radio out there?
Radio was very interesting. You'll be hearing us, hearing some excerpts from what's going on one of the upcoming segments that we do for the audio service. Here's such great radio stations like News Radio 98, KFWB, News Radio 1070, KNX,
okay.
News Radio 79, KABC.
Boy, I'm looking forward to this with bated breath.
News Radio 1260, KGIL.
Yeah.
And in other highlights, we have the new KRTH AM, which is worse than the previous mentioned stations.
Okay.
Got such goodies as Kiss AM.
Mm-hmm.
All oldies, 16K WOW.
Mm-hmm.
All oldies, KRLA 1110.
Mm-hmm.
The Mighty 690, again, all oldies.
So in other words, what you're saying is in Southern California, all you have to listen to is oldies and news.
There isn't much left. there's big 50,000 watt 64 KFI, which nobody listens to.
Yeah, that's kind of like the WCKY of Ohio, right?
That's about it.
Okay.
And let's see, what else do we have? KMPC, if you like to be lulled to sleep. KLAC, if you like things with a little twang. And what other goodies do we have? I have a whole great big box of unlabeled tapes that I had shipped back to me, and they came in today. And I have to go through and find out what's on all those things.
Well, one of the questions which I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure all the DX Audio Service people are very much interested in, how are the two young 16-year-old girls that you took out west?
You'll have to talk to my lawyer on that.
In other words, the jury is still out, right?
That's right. I just took care of the bail today. Give you a break.
I know. I can just hear it now. Hey, say honeys, you want to see a unit in CR 2021? Tell me, did you
would you like a ride in my 65 GTO?
I suppose you wore your overcoat too, or that it kind of buttons up the front, right?
That's right. I really fit in out there in Hollywood with that.
Okay, I was going to say
that's appropriate beach wear for this time of year.
With all the derelicts on Sunset and Vine, right?
Right.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. Well, let me ask you another question. Now, did you happen to see any stars while you're out there?
As a matter of fact, my flight out, I traveled on the same plane with a star.
Okay, who was in?
Dick Purton.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
From old CKLW and WKNR days. Now at
right.
He's now at WCZY.
That's right. I don't know if we're supposed to mention FMs, but I guess it's okay since he's on the AM too.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you happen to see the guy that just bought WLS.
No.
You know who that is, don't you?
No.
Robert W. Morgan Walker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I purchased WLS, and coming up in a couple of weeks, it's going to be known as 89 WLS, pattern after 84 WHAS. And, of course, your friend and mine, Mr. Larry Luchak, is going over to WAIT as the afternoon drive because he likes that kind of music. They played that back at CFL, and he kind of liked it then, too.
Yeah, right. Well, for $300,000 a year, I would have played it, too.
Geez. Hey, Phil, it's been nice talking to you, and I'd like to thank you for concluding up our tape here of the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. You want to say anything to our friends before we leave?
Friends? What friends?
That's right, Phil. I forgot. You're like Bob. You have no friends at all.
That's right. Tell them all that I will be calling them at about the same frequency that Bob calls his friends.
Yeah. And that is when you call them, right?
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll see you, Fred.
Well, that wraps it up for this edition of the DX Audio Service, at least the April Fool's edition. Can you believe it? Went through a whole hour of silliness here on the audio service. Well, on side two, Phil will be back with a more serious side of the radio in Los Angeles, and we'll hear about that on side two of this cassette. Hope that no one was offended by the humor, and hope that you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next year on the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. See you on side two.